Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, I think it's working. Look at that, folks. The inner zones have opened up one more time to let us come through for another episode of Wheelchair Wednesday. I'm your host, Wheelchair Rick. I'm a T3, T4 paraplegic. And today we have a special guest coming to us all the way from the great state of Florida. But before we get to him, you guys all know the deal. Let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, y'all, let's welcome to the show Mr. Matt Minton. What is going on, my friend?
What is happening? How we doing, Blair?
Doing good. Good to see you. I'm glad that everything's working good. You look good. You sound good. Everything is plugged in. I don't have power cords dropping out. It worked the first time. Woo! We're on a roll today, bud.
Always a plus.
Now, before we get going, what I'm going to do is pretty much just let you know. I mean, I'm going to ask you 10 questions. These are all pertaining to your life in a wheelchair. You just give me the best answer you can. And this is your opportunity to let people know who you are and what you got going on. At the end of this, we're going to be adding all of your credentials. So any links you got, anything you want people to know about, will be in the description after the live. This is a live show, so if you guys are watching live, feel free to jump in, ask a question, and if I get it in time, we'll ask Matt and see what's up. So, with that being said, are you ready to go, Matt?
Let's go.
Sounds good. All right. Number one is the most important question to people that aren't in a wheelchair. Every time they come up to you, they ask you, how did it happen? So, what I want you to do is go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and then just kind of how it happened.
All right, so I'm Matthew Minton. I'm 34. I'm originally from North Carolina. I've been in Florida now for off and on for about 6-7 months now. How it happened? So I was an arborist for the better part of my career, 10 years as a professional climber. And I started working for a company out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. And I had ordered some new gear, right? So this was on a Thursday, I had ordered the Spiderjack Dyneema descending device. I got to work on a Sunday, which was June 14th, 2020. And I had it was the first tree of the morning, which kind of sucked. I didn't get any in that day.
Right.
I climb up, I tie in, I sat back on my descending device, and there was a 3/8 screw that stripped out and pretty much fell apart on me, which caused me to fall, which something I normally don't do during the climb is trim all of my limbs on the way up, right? There was some work that I had to do below the tree where I was at. So I trimmed everything up, tied in, and I was gonna drop down to work everything else. So I had cut away all of my my slowdown limbs, if you would call it.
Yeah, that's what you see in the cartoons where they're bumping on each one to slow them down. Yeah,
yeah, it would have been nice to have that, you know. But there wasn't, so I fell. I landed on my butt. My legs were not involved at all. I landed on my butt. It folded me in half. My face hit my lap. And it pretty much folded me in half at T12. My vertebrae imploded. I mean, which is not a bad thing. I'm kind of glad it happened how it did.
Could have been worse type situation.
I should have been dead. They say anybody over 33 feet normally doesn't make it.
Right.
I wasn't knocked out. Like, of course, I had the wind knocked out of me and stuff. But like, I remember the whole thing, you know, so.
Now, I'm not meaning to make light of this, but you didn't buy that descending device off of Temu, did you?
No, actually, I didn't. I don't even think Temu was a thing then. It might have been.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I thought about that as soon as you said I bought this brand new device, and I was like, oh, wait, hold on,
nah,
bro.
No. No, it was a legit device, man. I paid like $450 for it. I had actually started working for this company, and I was training another climber at the time. So I wanted to train him in kind of an update version of me, because I had used what is called a taut line hitch for pretty much my whole career. And I was like, you know what? I'm telling myself a little bit. So I just bought like $1,500 worth of climbing gear for like $200 off of.
Oh, nice.
Crackhead, man. Real shit.
Hey, fun. And, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
So you got to, you know what I mean? In Streetfield, you have to. So I was like, all right, so certain ropes that I have, I need this device because they do not accept knots. Knots won't work correctly. So that's kind of why I was like, well, look, I'm going to train him to be a flashy climber, as we call it, because that's, you know, it's what the new world's coming to. You know, I climb old school.
Right.
So yeah, that's where that came from, which bit me in the ass. So,
damn, literally. So yeah, good. I've never talked to anybody that fell that far from a tree before.
Right.
And you know, you always think about those types of jobs and how dangerous they are, and I definitely couldn't do it. I've never been, you know, one to get up on something, especially with a chainsaw or some kind of cutting tool.
Right. It's definitely a love, man. You gotta be lunatic, bro, to do that shit and be in love with it. You know?
Right, for sure. Brittany Townsend said, "Hey, Matt, Wheelie Awesome Adventure said, what up, fellas? Spencer here from Florida. Good to see you, Spencer." So with the second question coming up right on the heels, it says, would you walk if you could? Now, if you've watched this show for a little bit of time, you kind of know what this is all about. Everybody talks about it. So it's would you walk if you could, which means if you could go back to the time of your injury and live the life the way you were living and not get injured, would you do that, or would you stay where you're at now with all the knowledge that you've learned and the relationships you've created?
You know, that's kind of a touchy one, right? You know, because it's a yes and no question. Would I go back and change it? Yeah, of course, for a lot of different reasons. I also have four kids that life has changed drastically for. You know, they have a lot more responsibility. There's certain things that you know, I can still do, but not do as I could.
You had them before the accident?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, kids are a big help, younger, man. I got to say that.
Oh, they're amazing kids. You know, they're absolutely amazing. But no, I would not go back. I would not go back. Cause I tell you what, like I was a drug addict for a very long time. My early teens, up until I fell, and then some afterward, right? So I'm gonna say just like I tell everybody, this chair honestly has saved my life, really. And I mean, it's kind of made me the guy I am today. If I hadn't been in the chair, I would still be doing the same shit I was doing before it.
Right.
Without a doubt, you know? So would I like to change it? If yes, but no at the same time. I'm happy with where I'm at right now, what I'm doing and what I've got going for me.
If it came to like shutting everything down, giving everything back, no, you're good. You'd stay where you're at.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, there was one thing that really bugs me about being in a chair, and really, like everything else, I can pretty much do. Like I really don't need help with anything, honestly. Thanks, bro. But the one thing that has bugged me the whole time, right, is my 7-year-old has the fun run at school, right?
Right.
It's cool. They have it in a grass field, you know, and it's and that really like. That really hits home to me, you know what I'm saying, every time I go. So
right.
That's really the only thing that's really the only thing that I would change it for, honestly.
Absolutely. I feel that, bro, 100%. Right now I'm just sharing our live for everybody so they can jump in it.
You good.
Please feel free, everybody watching, do the same. Ashley Minton said, "You're a rock star." I'm guessing that's one of your that's one of your relatives.
Yeah,
or whoever, one of your peoples. Let's just put it that way.
There we go.
Now the next question I got for you is all about keeping in shape. You look like you're a big dude, man. Tell me about the. You know, what do you got? What do you got? You lift weights? What are you doing? You doing therapeutic bands?
Yeah. No, I lift weights on a daily. I just really have got back into it full time, probably like not even a month ago, man. My first year was pretty rough. My fitness was completely out the window. I was, you know, it's all mental health first year. So like last February, I got to the point of my fitness that you know, I was benching 305 3 to 5 times. And like I was hitting it, I was making it happen. But you know, of course, the mental health got the best of me, and you know, the whole addiction came back into play, which I've now kind of got a hold on and back into fitness.
Right.
You know, so it's an everyday thing. I try not to take a break, even if it is 5-10 minutes, you know.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. And being a tree guy, I'll tell you right now, I got a couple friends that are tree guys. Even though they're crazy sons of bitches, I'm going to tell you this. These dudes do not stop. Like, dude, every time there's something going, they're like, wait, nope, I can't sit down and play the video game with you, Rick, because I got to go fix my sink. My sink's leaking. Oh, wait, now I got something that's happening. My porch is falling apart. Got to go rebuild another porch. Every time they get home, it's not trees, but it's always something else. That's the way it goes.
You got to be moving, man.
Brittany Townsend.
We lose.
Right. No, for sure. Brittany Townsend said super proud of you. She's sharing. Man, you got a lot of admirers out there, it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about your pet peeves. So how long have you been in a wheelchair again? Let's talk about...
June 14th, 2020. So I just have hit 4 years.
All right. So in your 4 years of wheelchair experience, what have you found to be the pet peeves of wheelchair life for you?
Just in general, like everything, right? Not necessarily with other people.
I mean, it's just, like no, it's just like if you think about the stuff you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis or whatever, like what's the one thing that really irks you the most? You know what I mean?
So I run with no brakes, right? Of course. So that's probably like doing household chores, sweeping, mopping is probably one of my pet peeves. Which you know,
what do you mean about like not being able to do it or just somebody doing it wrong?
It just no, like just me, you know, you sweeping and mopping like not having brakes, you know, you just kind of roll all over the place, you roll wherever everything pushes you, you know what I'm saying? Which is easily fixed. I just refuse to do it, you know, so
right?
Another pet peeve is like, I mean, of course, like the whole bowel bladder thing, man, it's a really bummer, but as far as like a pet peeve about other people, like there's not really a whole lot of shit that bugs me about being in a chair other than being in a chair, right?
Right.
But like if we were talking about other people, right? The one thing that really bugs me is like, I mean, I understand that not everybody is knowledgeable on the chair user, right?
Right.
I dig that. Me, before I was in a chair, they terrified me, kind of, sort of. You know what I'm saying?
So, you're like, I don't even want to talk to this dude because I feel like I'm going to offend him some way. Right.
Well, I just, you know, I was an arrogant, cocky bastard back then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just honest.
You remind me of my friend Steve. Shout out, Steve. That's hilarious.
You know, and it's like, I don't know. I look down on people anyway in that past life, so to speak. So like anybody that I had to look down on, like I just didn't associate with, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I see now how that feels, you know what I'm saying, in this new life. And it's like, wow, man, it's a real life changer. You know, like you get the people in the store that's like, you go down
the aisle,
they jump up on the gondola. And I'm like, bro, I'm not that big, dog. Like, you know,
you don't got to give me two car links, bro. Like, right. But yeah, part of you kind of likes it, though, doesn't it? Part of you is kind of like, yeah, get the fuck out the way. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, but it's, you know, that's how you feel.
Yeah, I've been in Walmart before, man, and there was a dude coming through with the cart. And he took a hard right and hit the whole thing, knocked down.
Just trying to get it. Yeah, shit. Give you some room and shit. Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, I'm like, dude, I'm not that big, dog. Let me help you pick that stuff.
No, bro. Man, that's hilarious.
But it's you know. It's great, man.
You got any pets at home there?
yeah, I got my Corso laying over here, right here.
Oh yeah, that's a big old dog. Now let me say this. I have just gotten this to be my number one pet peeve, and it's just recently happened because I didn't think about it before. But my dog, I got an Australian Shepherd. She'll bring in all her toys. Right. Every single toy in the whole house, mm-hmm. big old ropes and just everything, and drop them right where I got a roll at. And then it's like, dude, seriously? Yeah. So you just got to... I hate that. That's my pet peeve.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because that
just... You didn't think about it, did you? Yeah. Yep. Yep.
It has nothing to do with the dog.
No, a dog's cool.
It has nothing with the pet. Unless, like, you consider kids pets, right? Or because they
some
seem
people
to always
do.
Leave the shoe. They seem to always leave the shoes out. You know, it's like they come in the house, kick the shoes off, and then it's like you don't ever find it until you go to roll backwards and turn around or some shit. And it's like, oh, shit, you know.
And then if you're in a power chair, you just got to take it with you until your, you know, your wheel lets it go.
Right, right.
Oh, so horrible. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, guys, y'all forget I'm in a chair. I mean, I appreciate you, but come on, help me.
Right. Yeah, some of those days, it's like, it depends on how the temperature of the house is feeling, because if it's, like, tense, then I'm not going to say nothing. But if it's, like, you know, free and everything's good, I'm like, what the hell is this? Somebody pick this up. Son of a bitch. Okay.
No shit.
Yeah, you get all crazy.
100%.
Now, this next question I'm going to ask you is... What is something that you wish you could do right now that you can no longer do that you used to do all the time before? I mean, besides the obvious.
Besides the obvious?
Yeah. We all know what we would do. I mean, come on. If we had one day to just... I mean, that's it right there, okay? The obvious. Yeah, that's it. But besides that...
Yeah. I mean, honestly, man, like... I really haven't found anything that I can't do yet.
I like it.
I mean, really, other than fucking...
Yeah.
But, like, everything else I still kind of have, right? Like, I mean, I've got a lot with my injury. I'm very blessed, and I have a lot, right? So there's nothing really that I would...
Well, T12, I mean, you're what? You're like ab. You still got ab muscles and everything.
Yeah. I still got a lot, man. I've got
you
a little
lucky.
Bit in my legs, like,
yeah.
I know, man. I know. You know, it's I get down on my down days, and it's like, and I'm just like, man, why the fuck are you in a bad mood, bro? Like, what are you doing? You're such a fucking selfish bastard. You know what I mean? But,
well, if you look at the way your life used to be too, and the way it could have went, that's kind of where I'm at too. You know what I mean? It's like, man, because I myself was an addict, bro. Like, I was on the hard, man. Right. Like, when I say hard, I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
dude, it was bad, and I was in there for two years pretty much, and I lost everything, dude. Like, jail saved my life. I had to go to jail, got out of jail, and then like I was able to move forward, and then this is when I was young. I was 20. So, like, you know, I started my own business, and I was going good until I wasn't. And then that's a whole nother story. It's not about me. It's about you. But, yeah.
Right. Hey, man. It's interesting.
Right. But so if you could go out and do one thing right now that you used to do, what would it be, you said? One thing. You only get one.
I don't really have one thing.
Go jogger on the block.
Man, you know what? Like. Yeah. I mean, like,
play a game of basketball.
I've never really done it. Yeah, I never really done it.
I was never a jogger either. Dude, you're a tree worker. You don't need to jog. What the hell?
Absolutely not, you know. But I would definitely hop in a tree, man. That would be my one thing.
Go back to the trees. I like it.
I would hop in a tree today, man. Right now, I would do it.
Bro, you know what's funny right now? I guarantee you, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to watch us, and they're going to say, you can jump in a tree right now, and I'm going to show you how. I guarantee it. Always happens.
I mean, I know I can, and I know I can. But the one thing that I am honestly trying to get done is I'm trying to find a way. Maybe, hey, if any of you guys know how to fucking get away around this, since I have function in from knees up, like, I'm trying to get those chuckles whacked off. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The doctor's like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, so I got to lay up under a zero turn, and y'all will take them the rest of the way off, like. Come on, man, help me out, you know, because I know if I were to get, like, in the joint, took them off, then I would be able to climb and I would be able to get back in the tree 100%.
Dude, legs get in the way.
Without having it in the way.
Yeah, legs get in the way.
Holy moly. It's like, holy moly, man. It's insane that they just won't be like, you know, I mean, I understand the science and the medicine behind it. They're like, oh, well, the possibility. Man,
right.
That possibility, dude. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go home with your shit on a daily basis, you know?
Right. Yeah, it reminds me of the... Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you, bro.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it reminds me of the saying that a lot of us use in our racing game is walking is overrated. We all put it on our back. I put it on my back bumper. But that's what it is. I mean, it's right. Like once you're in this chair for so long, you realize what you still can do. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, walking is overrated. Like, I don't need to walk to get shit done. I can just do it. You know what I mean? No. Like,
yeah. Everybody's like, everybody that I ride with, they're like, hey, man, I wish you had a handicap sticker and shit. And I'm like, dude, let's go to the end of the parking lot. I'm not going to be out of breath by the time I get to the door, you know?
Right,
come
right.
Come on, man. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Let me catch up on some of these comments. Shawnee Abraham said, super proud of you, handsome. Whoop, whoop. And then Brittany Town said, hey. Hey, it's super independent. It's like the chair don't even exist.
That's right. That's right. Gotta live like that. Gotta live like that.
I like it. I like it. All right. Next question. Let's talk about what type of wheelchair do you use and do you have a name for it?
So I don't have a name for it other than come here, bitch. But
come here, bitch.
No, yeah, so I used the tie light, the Aero Z, or no, not the Aero Z. I actually had like a 15-year-old chair that I had ordered from a guy out of California because the one that they had built for me to begin with was like 16 and a half, 17 inches wide.
Damn.
And I'm a little guy, bro.
I'll say you don't need that many inches, bro.
No, I'm 14 inches wide. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I had found one that I used. It was a ZR tie light. And I still have that chair, and it is a beautiful chair to ride in. It's compact, and it's just not in the way. I just have got a new one through insurance, which is the Kai Mobility Rogue, which is okay. It's all right. It's all right. I carved stand up in the front of it.
Stand up.
I guess that's the name. Stand up right there.
Hey, you know what? I like it, man. If you're gonna make a how us guys do it, right? You get a car, you name her Eleanor. That's you get this, you name it. I don't know. That's just me. Like I name my chairs or whatever. You know what I mean? But that's just I don't know. That's just I don't know. I guess it's just a guy thing.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Let's talk about your pain levels. What is your pain level like?
Zero, man. Like I don't have any pain. I mean you have your typical back pain, right? Like I mean just you know you're stiff, but fitness helps out a lot with that. Stretching, you know, keeping mobile. But for a year or so, like I got kind of dependent on ibuprofens, you know, I was taking 1200 milligrams twice a day.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
New shit's all messy up.
But you know, I started drinking nettle on a daily basis, stinging nettle on a daily basis, which kind of replaced my ibuprofen, right?
Hold on, now what is that? Now explain that. What's nettle?
It's stinging nettle is a herb. You make teas out of it.
That's like a plant, right?
Kinda,
you can get it.
I kind of done some research on that. Like I'm a bit, yeah. So you can get it straight off of Amazon. Anthony's is the best. It's something I don't know. A lot of people don't drink tea, right? But it's way better for you than coffee. We all know.
Oh man, I need to start drinking tea.
But it helps a lot with pain. Once you get a week or 2 weeks into it, like you can really tell a difference with the pain. And that's really what I do on a daily now. Instead of that, you know.
You have to send me that. I do. We'll put a link into the description.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. It's great stuff, man. It really is. A little bit of that, you get you some natural cane sugar throw off in there, bro, and it's good, man. It's
all right.
Good.
See, I think the thing with coffee is we're just so used for that, like, warm, you know what I mean, nice drink in the morning that, like, we're used to the flavor. Like, me, I'm a French vanilla, like, psychotic, so I gotta have it, you know, more French vanilla than coffee. I cut out the oil stuff, started going with natural because my old lady wanted me to do natural. And I just now got,
100%.
I just now got like used to that taste. So I like that. So now eventually I'm going to take that. We'll drop it down to tea, put the nettle in there. Should be good to go.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Good. I'll send you a couple. I do nettle in the morning, chamomile at nighttime. And then we have a cold tea, which we use hibiscus and raspberry, which is fucking delicious, bro.
Nice.
It's good. I drink tea all day long, man.
Heck yeah, I like it. What do you think, folks? We're having a good time. We got 9 live viewers. Cody Smith says, my dog does the same thing with his toys. It's getting personal when he stares right at me after he plops in the middle of the floor. My dog does the same thing. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? You know I got to go there. Fucking assholes, man. Normally we don't swear on this show, but dude, it's true. They are. Sometimes they're assholes.
It is very true.
Moving right along to the next question for Mr. Matt. Now this one is kind of an important one. Now, like I said before, you know what I mean? Like, I was looking for something to help me with this. This is the reason why I started the show.
Right.
What is the biggest thing that you think helped you after your injury? Like, what's the biggest help?
Okay. So of course, like, in the beginning of your injury, like, you have this all eyes on me, right? Like, no matter what, you're embarrassed because you're in a chair and, you know, you're
all the attention's on you. Yep.
Yeah. You know, which I've always kind of been like the life of the party kind of guy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But being in a chair, it's like, you know, you just want to hide.
Oh God. Yeah, I know.
You know? Yep. And you know, I had heard somebody say this at one point, and I kind of started to instill that into my daily life. Is like, no matter the room that you roll into, right, for at least 3 seconds, you are going to be center of attention from everybody.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
Everybody in the room is going to see you.
As soon as you walk in,
Or
roll in, I should say.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be center of attention. And as soon as you learn to use that to your advantage, you know, people really start to look at you in a different manner other than, you know, like I was beforehand, like turning the shoulder, like, oh, I'm just not even going to look that direction. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Make it known to them that
awareness.
You know you're crippled.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it makes things a lot easier. I know it does for me because I 100% accept who I am now. You know what I'm saying? It took me up until my 1-year mark to really start accepting it. It was hard after that. But right now, I wouldn't change it for anything, man. So just advice that I give to most people, like a lot of people kind of, I've noticed that they get annoyed with the how'd it happen or just the normal questions that people ask. But
right.
At the same time, I'm like, listen, man, like me, before I got put in a chair, I had no knowledge of spinal cord injury. None whatsoever.
Right.
I've been through, you know, classes and courses through like safety to deal with climbing and all that shit. And that's one thing that they never taught us is anything about a spinal cord injury, which is nuts.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But, you know, it's nuts. It's like it was unknown to me,
bro. The knowledge right now in hospitals, they still don't know much. They're like, oh, well, it's new to us. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, they don't spend the time listening to the man with it. You know, they spend the time listening to the man without it.
Well, they're learning off of us slowly, but it's taking forever.
It's slowly, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's if you would just take the time and teach people upon these things, you know what I'm saying? That's actually wanting to learn. Like I'm a super open book. Whenever it comes to my injury, I don't hide anything. I will tell you shit that you don't want to hear. Just to give you some knowledge of it, you know,
right.
I mean, just to let you know where I'm at, you know, because it's interesting to me, you know, at the things that I didn't have before that I do have now.
And everybody's injury is different. So nobody has the same.
I just breaking up a little bit. You froze on me. You still there?
Oh, you're all right. You good? I'm good. Yeah, I got you here. Must be your internet. Is it my? I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Must be mine. There's probably like 9 people on it right now, but it's okay. But you know, just you got to learn to be comfortable with who you are, man.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I've noticed that a lot of people, and this is just my opinion, guys. If you're watching this, you can blast me all you want. But in my opinion, I believe that so many people waste their time worrying about walking again that they forget how to adapt into their new life. You know what I mean? Like, dude, if you keep thinking that this is just temporary and you're just going to go out, no, you know what? This is okay, guys. I'm going to walk in a year now. It's going to be okay. You ain't got to worry about me. And then all of a sudden a year comes up. Then boom, you ain't walking, bro. So now what? You know what I mean? The quicker you get acclimated, the better off you're going to be.
Absolutely. You can't set impossible goals being in a chair, right?
Right.
I mean, a possible goal is like, you know, I'm going to go out there and change that tire on the car. Or I'm going to go mow the grass or some shit like that. So that's some realistic goals. You know, walking. I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe so. Maybe some people can get where they can walk. You know, I can stand a little bit and all that shit, but me walking, I don't even stress on that shit no more. You know what I mean?
Bro, you just made my upper lip sweat when you just said change a tire on a car, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, wait a minute, I'm a T3, T4. Which means if I get down there, I don't have any ab strength. I'm going to be down there forever. I might get stuck down there, and then I might need help back up. But I might be able to do it if I had a little bit of...
Bro.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, yeah, you got me thinking, like, oh, my gosh, there's so much things. There's so many things that you got to worry about.
You can do it, man. Even if you got to lay on your side, bro, you can do it.
Oh, man. Anyway, my bad. Go ahead. I always cut people off, and I feel bad for it, but I always get these thoughts. I'm like, man, I got to say it.
Say it so you don't forget it, bro. That's how I work. Yeah. You
know? Right. Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it on that one.
Well, let's talk about this one. What about your hobbies before and after the injury? What did you do beforehand for hobbies?
Nothing's really changed a whole lot, right? Like, I mean, I love the kayak. I love to hunt. I love to fish. I love to do all that stuff.
You still do all that?
I still do all that. I've been fighting with these guys trying to get them to go kayaking since I moved down here.
Who's these guys? You know, keep looking at people. You got roommates? What's going on there?
These guys. All right. So for those who don't know, is I'm in a sober living called Oxford House here in Palm Coast, Florida. I've been here for about 3 months now. Trying to pursue something that I'm trying to change in America. Right. We'll get to that in a minute. But I've got 7 other guys that live here with me. Great guys. So that's who I'm talking about whenever I say guys.
Oh, okay.
You know, they get it done. They get it done. But at the same time, it's like, hey, we need to get out and do some things. And, you know, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, you know?
Right, right. Ashley Minton said, Lexi said, love you.
Love you too, baby. That's my daughter.
Oh, nice. So my next question to you would be traveling. What do you think about traveling in a chair? Well, you don't have any points of, like, pain, so it's really, it shouldn't be much to you, huh?
No, not really. Like as far as, like, the car, I mean, it gets annoying, right? Because you know, most parents don't have butt cheeks, you know, so it's, like, two elbows back there, like, digging
and,
in the
and,
shit.
And, yep.
Yeah, which gets kind of painful at times. You know, I've been on a plane a few times since, which is okay. I only flew from Florida to South Carolina or North Carolina, Charlotte, which is okay. It's kind of a little weird when you got to pee, you know what I mean? And the guy next to you is like, what are you doing? But you know, hey, it is what it is. I don't
like, I'm sticking a thing up my urethra to drain my urine. Would you like to help me, sir?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the last time I rode, like, I didn't say anything, right? Like, I just put the cover over my head, and I was, you know.
You're like, nobody can see what I'm doing.
You got a bunch of motion and shit down there.
Oh, my God, they probably think you're pleasuring yourself over there, getting all crazy.
Yeah, dude. So I take the cover off, and me and this guy make eye contact. He's like,
oh, no.
We make eye contact, and he's just looking at me. He didn't want to say shit, and I'm just like... You want to know what I was doing?
Oh, no. You know what you should have said? You should have looked over and you should have said, was it good for you? Oh, he would have lost it. I bet you.
You want to help next time? What's up, buddy?
All right. You want to help next time? I could use a hand on the next one. That would have been funny, too. I could use a hand on the next one.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. This brings us to, I think, is the most important question, which is why I leave it for the very last part. I need to know from you, what would be the best piece of advice to that newly injured person laying in that hospital bed right now, trying to find out somebody that's got their kind of injury, and they look at you, what would you tell that person?
So I remember me laying in the hospital, right? I remember that, like I said, I've always kind of been an upbeat guy, right? But the one piece of advice that I would have to say is super simple, right? Is don't hate the position you're in. Embrace the position you're in. Because no matter what, like there's no changing it. Like time heals everything, but not everything. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, but it can heal you mentally and it can heal the people around you. Whenever I was in the hospital, like, I think my second day into the rehab process, I was like, hey, can I get up? right? That's as soon as you can get up, get up. Even if they don't come in there and be like, hey, we got out or OP or whatever, the, you know, all the stuff that they got you doing, right?
Right.
Just get up, roll around the halls, get moving, man. You know, and I actually had my mom come through and I was like, I called her and I was rolling up and down the hallway. It's like second, third, fourth day. And I keep seeing like all these people just laying in bed, like just fucking hating life, man. And I'm like,
come on. I'm like, mom, right. Like, get them out there. Right.
Yeah. I'm like, mom, go buy me a 10-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers. I got to get these fucking up, dude. Like, this is killing me. You know what I mean?
Nice.
So that's what I did. I got the little styrofoam cups and I filled like 20 of them junkers up and I was hitting everybody's room. Look, dog, you got to get up. You got to get up. And before it's over with, you know, I got 5, 6, 7 people rolling down the hallway. We got a train going down that joker. You know what I mean?
You know what you got? You got a wheelchair mafia. Woo! Yeah,
that's
baby.
What I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Rolling in the streets.
That's it. That's it. You got to accept it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say don't accept it because once you accept it, that's where you'll be for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, that's all bullcrap.
Yeah, it's all BS, man. I personally think, which is just only my opinion, that the sooner you accept it, the further you can go.
Absolutely.
You know, the more stuff you can learn to do, because if you don't dwell on, like we were saying earlier, if you don't dwell on walking, bro, you're going to be able to do so many things.
Let me ask you this. This is something that I don't usually ask anybody. Are you religious at all?
I'm spiritual, right?
Spiritual, right.
I don't chase any certain religion. And you know, it's just something
I like
that.
I can feel that, like, spiritual. Yep.
And I say spiritual as in like I'm spiritual with my community, right? Like the man standing next to me or sitting next to me, rolling next to me, whatever the case is. Like I think helping others is what helps you internally, right? Like,
well, you know what makes you feel good, right? Yeah. So, like, that's like the environment right around you, right? I mean, so it's all the same.
Right.
I mean, I believe what I believe in, but like they say, you know, with God or whatever, that he helps those who help themselves. So right. Who's to say that the environment that you're around, that the, you know, the place that we live, right. If you believe in karma at all, well, what makes you think that if you don't try to help yourself, it's going to help you out? So anyway, look at it. It's right. You know what I mean? It's, you got to get moving. Like you said, you got to get moving. You got to get up. You can't just sit still.
You got to get moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't just sit there and dwell, man. See, you're never going to get anywhere. Never going to get anywhere.
No.
I've got a couple friends now that I try to help, almost on a daily basis. I would say daily, but I do forget sometimes just because I have other things going on, but
right.
But, you know, you get in a still spot to where it's like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed, you know, and it's like, oh, I hate my life and all this shit. And it's like, man, come on, what's that going to fix? You know, nobody's coming to get you out of bed. Nobody's going to do all this shit.
I call it the high road and the low road, right? You either take the high road and get up and do something, or you take the low road and you just sit your ass in bed all day and die. That's what's going to happen. I mean, because if you don't get up and move, bro, like you got to keep things going, man. You got to try to find something to keep you busy. You know what I mean?
100%, man. 100%.
Can't give up.
You know, never. You can't give up. You can't quit.
Can't quit.
Anything, you know?
You dang right. I like that. Well, dang, Matt, I tell you what, stick with me. It's been fun. We're going to make sure that we get everybody your credentials so they can find you, know where to find you, know what's going on. But also we're going to put you in the rotation, which means, here from on out, if I need something like today, when we had somebody back out, I might be like, yo, last minute, need somebody to go through a throwback. Let's talk about, see how you've been. You want to do that?
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean? So we're going to put you on a list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of, I got to get that list around. I got people, but I don't have like a written down list. I like to write things, you know what I mean? Keep in front of me.
Right.
That's kind of how I like to do it. But either way, we appreciate you coming on the show today, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for your first time, it's been a good time. What do you think? For your leaving out, what would you say is your final piece of sign off for everybody?
So I would like to announce a little something if you would.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So as I said before, I've kind of been working on something since I've been into the sober living. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my backstory, just kind of refresh so everybody understands what I'm trying to do here. And I'm asking for anybody that can help or or has any advice on it, because this is brand new to me. It was just an idea that I had from a situation that I was in. It has really blowed up in the short time that I have made it known, but I would like it to go a little farther just to help others, right? So as I said, I was a drug addict for 17 years, a little over 17 years. That was just my hardest drug, right? And I went to rehab last year. I got out due to a relapse. And in the time of being back home, I was trying to get into another rehab. And the time, the 2 to 3 months that I was there, it was literally impossible for me to get into rehab because there was nowhere set up for a chair user. Paraplegic, quadriplegic, anybody in a chair, like, it's so hard to get into a rehab. So I had decided at that point that, like, something has to be done. So I started doing research. I've got pages and pages of stuff that me and friends have looked up and tried to figure out if there were any places like this, especially for people like you and me. And there's really zero, right? Like, I mean, there's none. And
yeah, it's something you don't ever think about, really.
Just it's everybody looks over us, man. I mean, not just because we sit down all the time, but everybody literally
not
looks
physically
over us,
but,
you know,
theoretically as well. Yes.
Right. You know, so I actually knew somebody that got me into the Oxford House here, and I'm like, look, this is something that I have to chase. I have to make this known. So I got on the SCI Life page on Facebook, and I was like, look, how many people would be interested in being able to make it somewhere, right? If you're in a chair, there needs to be a facility for us with SUDs, substance abuse disorders, right? So I know quite a few. There's a lot out in Utah that I've talked to. There's actually a whole facility out there that's not set up for them, but they are housing them, right? And it's, they can't go anywhere else because they have nowhere else to go.
Right.
So I will be setting up a fundraiser, hopefully after the beginning of the year, some point during 2025, which will be taking place somewhere between Palm Coast and Fort Lauderdale, for people to come from all over the United States. I just have to figure out some prices, right? I just have to come up with some numbers to figure out what goal we are trying to meet, and we're going to go from there. But if anybody has any advice on anything that I may need to know or something like that, or even people that you know that's in a chair that has alcohol problems or drug problems or something like that, get in contact with me and we'll see if we can get that rolling. Because I know it's nearly impossible if you don't already know someone in the field. And we'll do what we can for you.
Awesome. But I love it.
Hell yeah.
You heard him, guys. Now is our time to help out. And so I think that, you know what, like I said, I've never thought about that, because, you know, just because you're in a chair doesn't mean you don't need help with substance abuse or anything like that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's definitely something that should be highlighted.
It really should.
Yeah, man. So stick with me. We're going to put all this down. Anything you got as far as links, we're going to add that to the description later on. Brittany says, super proud of you. I'll see you later. You did great. Wheelie Awesome Adventure said, I'll be down in Fort Lauderdale, Miami in November. So sounds good, man. Yeah, heck yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah. Hit him up. So we're going to make sure that we get everybody ready to go. All the links will be in the description here shortly. And then we're going to add you onto the list. So you know what? We might hit you back and see what's going on. But for everybody else, if you liked watching this, if you want to be a part of it, you've never been a part of it, just hit me up on Facebook. Check me out. Wheelchair Rick, send me a message. For everybody else, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Peace out.